is you sit down with your children in front of the 6 o'clock news, and your children see the outrageous events that are transpiring now at the close of this cycle, shift of the ages, the zero point moment, where we're being pushed to the extremes of emotion and who we believe we are through outrageous events, some of them that cause a lot of pain. I ask the question, what choice really do we have other than to rise above the polarity that hurts us in the first place? The other choice is to remain a part of the polarity and to be angry and to judge. And this is where discernment comes in. I believe discernment is a powerful tool to recognize what we no longer choose to have in our world and then to make it so by rising above that polarity. Do we turn our backs and walk away from the things that hurt us and disown them? Or is there another way? Can we find a way to rise above the goodness or the badness or the rightness or the wrongness? Can we discern what we no longer choose to have while still being there in a form of love and support, and the gift of the blessing allows for that possibility? Now, clearly, I would never choose to persuade or convince anyone of anything. These are simply possibilities that I'm outlining. I'm fleshing out our knowledge of history and the possibilities of what our lives may mean to us through tenets and codes and texts that were taken out of our common modes of history and circulation 1700 years ago. And what I invite people to do is take this possibility, and if it works, if it makes sense, and if you find a place for it in your life, then you've got it right this moment. Embrace it and live what it means. And if you hear these words and they make no sense to you whatsoever, the magic is you cannot unhear them. So I'll invite you to place them into a file folder somewhere in your memory called possibilities. And to hold on to whatever belief systems have brought you into this moment, because they are serving you very well. And the moment that one of those belief systems fails you, rather than struggle, trying to hang on and make that old belief system work, let it go with grace. Bless it and let it go. Come back to this file folder called possibilities and allow for what this code of compassion and blessing may mean in your life, because it allows us a level of love so deep and so rich and so precious. And up until this point in our history, it's been so rare. This thinking then has the potential to become the foundation for all that we're choosing to heal and the legacy that we're choosing in our future history, the gift of the blessing.